Hello, I'm Nick Roberts, and welcome to Viral Tap.
You did actually do it like that, yeah? Did he go?
He didn't take a fucking breath. And they rolls up in Viral Tap. No breaks.
Do it again, then.
That's what you wanted.
Good.
Hello, I'm Nick Roberts, and welcome to Viral Tap. If you mention the name Carole King to many people, most people would think, who the hell are you talking about? Isn't that right, Neil Hussey?
Yeah, who the hell are you talking about?
Don't know. John, what does Carole King mean to you?
Carole King means, I think I can do a better intro than you.
Go on, then.
We all have a go. Should we all have a go at the intro?
Yeah, I'll always do the intros.
Pat, at this point, you start the music again.
Okay.
Every time, you go first.
All right. Hello, I'm Neil Hussey, and welcome to Viral Tap. This week we're talking about Carole King. She's alright.
Is that your whole intro?
Yeah, that's my whole intro.
I better knock this one out of the park then. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you ready?
Ah, oh, shit.
And no, there's music, start the music again, the intro music.
Did you start the music for
my
one as well?
You did, start the music for me. Can you hear it?
No, idiot.
Okay, this is my one. This is my one. Here's Johnny! It's V-I-R-A-L, tap, 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 do crowd noise. John's the best out of the three. Right. And tonight's team, he's a baldy, Neil Hussey.
Oh yeah!
And the man without a whiff.
But sometimes sports a quiff.
We love the cut of his jib, Nick Roberts.
All right,
that's the sort of
definitely
answer.
The best.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely the best one, I think.
I don't know. I reckon his one was best. He should keep that job.
Yeah, I think Nick, you should do the next one.
Oh, cheers, lads. Anyway,
who are we talking about?
Carole King. Carole King, and we're going to talk about Carole King's album Tapestry.
Interesting.
Tapestry.
Tapestry. Carole King wrote an album called Tapestry.
She did indeed.
But can you name another tapestry that was created in the 1066 depicting the Battle of Hastings?
The Bayou Tapestry.
Correct.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah. It wasn't born on a Bayou. Bayou.
It wasn't Louisiana Hot Sauce.
Was you two talking about this before we turned up?
No.
He was, weren't you?
No, it wasn't. No. That was in my head.
How would you remember the Bayou Tapestry? I would never remember that.
Because he knows that shit. Give me some shit.
Touch.
Anyway, remember a tapestry from 1066 and I thought Battle of Hastings straight away and he said Battle of Hastings. Oh, ruined it for you. Me. Little old me. Yeah.
Should we start with an Idiot's Guide to Carole King? Well, this is going to be fun.
So little old me. What?
Idiot's Guide to Carole King, Neil Hussey.
Well, it's not easy as one, two, three. When you're doing guides to songs and stuff.
Go for it.
Hit. Yeah. I don't know nothing about Carole King.
Okay, it's definitely an Idiot's Guide then.
Do you know anything about Carole King at all?
Oh, I've forgotten that name you wanted me to say.
No, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, right. I know a few songs.
What songs does she
actually do? I know one song. Locomotion.
Well done.
Yeah.
She wrote many a song for artists in the 60s with Jerry Goffin in it.
Her husband.
Her husband.
down from the Brill Building, I think.
That was a visual gag.
Yes, indeed.
What other songs did she write? Any ideas?
Her first hit was Will You Love Me Tomorrow, her first number one.
By the Shirelles. Really?
Guess how old she was when she wrote that?
In her teens.
17.
Very good, Neil Hussey. If we was doing a quiz, you'd win a prize. Sadly, we're not.
Oh, but if we was, what would I win?
You win sweet FA.
Would I win your respect? That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Not about money. It's not about girls. It's about respect.
Other songs, Some Kind of Wonderful and Up on the Roof by the Drifters.
Nice.
Did she write that?
Yeah.
She does a beautiful version of Up on the Roof and all.
When this soul world starts getting me Take down. Good care of my baby.
How's that one go?
Take good care of my baby.
Do you know what she wrote as well, which I love? I didn't know she wrote it. He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Phil Spector's song.
That song title makes you want to cry.
Mm. One Fine Day by the Chiffons.
That song title.
He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss.
Yeah.
A beautiful song as well.
Did you also know she wrote the theme music to I Dream of Jeannie?
Did she? Yeah.
Did she? Oh, rubbish. Yeah. What, with her out of Ed TV? I dream of Jeannie.
Josh, she reminds me
that's
of. Already, I'm getting, she's a little bit like the Bee Gees.
She's wrote...
Wrote loads of good songs, and she, performed them herself.
She didn't perform herself until but after she done
but wrote loads of songs that other people covered.
Joe's covered Carole King songs.
Fucking hundreds of people.
I've still got some interesting ones.
Oh, go on. Sorry, John.
I'm into Something Good.
Woke up this morning feeling fine.
Fuck off.
From the Naked Gun film.
Oh, man.
Yeah, with the... hang on.
It's basically every TV advert she wrote.
I can't go over there. It hit me. It felt like a kiss.
Do you want to hear it?
I'll fucking hit you.
I want to turn my lights out, be really drunk.
Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin.
Is she right?
Yeah. It's on this album, Tapestry.
I'm glad we've done this album. She's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. She's pretty good.
And I've never heard of her.
Who covered her songs?
Well,
Who covered them?
The Beatles.
Yeah.
Chains! My baby's got me locked up in chains.
Tom Petty.
And the Heartbreakers, or just Petty on him?
No, and with his Heartbreakers. Grizzly Bear.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Rod Stewart.
Oh, God.
Rod the Mud.
Kylie Minogue.
Locomotion.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
And many more, and many more.
You turned the page over and you only had Kylie Minogue on the other side.
Kylie Minogue. That's it.
Is that a diagram, that
of Kylie.
Yeah.
I've heard of Kylie.
In the hot pants.
But never listened to her. And she I wish I had.
Here's one final fact for you.
Mm.
Between, I think it was 1959 and 1997, she wrote 118 hits.
You're joking. When you say a hit, do you mean like a top 40 song?
Probably, I think a top 40 counts as a hit. I'm not sure.
And she got 100 and what?
118.
That's incredible. She must be loaded.
She must be rich, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking well good.
She's good. There's a film about her. I haven't seen it, but there's a film called Grace of My Heart. I don't think they play the real names, but it's based on her story anyway. The songwriter that sort of wanted to break out. Oh, I can't remember the lady's name. I can look it up on IMDb.
Is it like his foot's trying to escape from his trainer?
It's like bursting out. Is that foot ate too much?
No.
Oh no, his tongue's a bit wonky.
My tongue's on the wonk. There you go.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with your foot? My tongue's not wonky, it's just too big for my mouth.
Oh, he's got an Oliver tongue.
Is it wonky as well?
It's nice when you go down on me.
you kissing me doesn't make me feel any better.
Yeah, it does.
Speaking of fellatio, we've sucked Carol's cock quite heavily today in terms of bigging her up. Should we talk about the album?
I'd like to refer to it as sucking her clit.
Something else we didn't know about Carol King.
Come on, before we...
this lady's in it. Her name is Ileana Douglas.
Oh, right.
That you'll recognise her. Let's get a bit bigger picture. Good podcast.
It's good knowledge. Just looking at a picture of a lady.
She's in Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Goodfellas, yeah.
Who does she play?
She's,
And she's his sister, innit?
Yeah, I know the lass. And she's in Ghost World, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes, and she's Ray Liotta's sister, innit?
Yeah.
Looks a bit like Adrian out of Rocky.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, what's her name? Talia Shire or something.
Yeah,
I'm going to check that film out. I would have had something to say about it had I seen it before we did the podcast, but I ain't.
Let's talk about Tapestry. Recorded or released on by Carole King.
No, the Carole King Tapestry.
Oh, right. I thought you said something about William and Harold.
No, you love the Bayou Tapestry.
I love 1066.
I'm going to take you to see the Bayou Tapestry one day. That'll be my gift.
Where is it? Is it in France?
Hastings.
It's not in Hastings. The battle actually wasn't in Hastings.
Where was it?
In a place called Battle, funnily enough.
It was actually, yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk about history.
Talk about Carole King.
Okay.
The album was released on the 30th of January 1971, recorded at A&M Studios, and was produced by Lou Adler. Do you know who else Lou Adler's produced?
Don't know.
Tell us, Nick.
Was he related to Larry Adler, the harmonica player?
I don't know. He possibly could have been, because he's the uncle of... was it Steve Adler that was in Guns N' Roses?
I don't know.
It's the Adler that was in Guns N' Roses, he was related to.
Who knows the lineup of Guns N' Roses apart from Axl Rose
and Slash?
You had
Izzy and Dizzy. Said, I nearly said Ash and Slash.
Ash and Slaxel. Ash and Slaxel. Right, Lou Adler produced Jan and Dean.
Who's that?
Jan and Dean, the contemporaries of the Beach Boys in the early days. They did a lot of surf, 60s surf music.
Who's...
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Sam Cooke.
Really?
Oh, I love Sam Cooke.
Yeah. The Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah. Mm. They make
Dream a little dream of me.
And Cheech and Chong.
Really?
They do records.
He produced Up in Smoke.
Yeah. Why'd he do that? For the money. He must have been skint.
Carol had
be the money.
Carol had a couple of albums out before Tapestry. Commercial failures.
Were they?
Tapestry comes out. Was in the charts for 6 years.
Mm.
Until really? Thriller come along, which we covered 3 podcasts ago.
Yeah. Or whenever.
So if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it. It's a goodie. That was the biggest selling album of all time.
Did not know that.
Thank you very much.
So it's in the charts for 6 years.
I'm not that surprised.
When
by
you
it.
Say in the charts,
top 40.
In the top 40 for 6 years. That's incredible.
Well, I don't actually. Well, it says charts, but could possibly be Billboard 200, couldn't it?
Yeah,
it
probably is.
Probably is. But still,
6 years consecutively. In the top back 200, then as well.
Top 200 records in the world for 6 years.
Back then as well.
That's up there with like Duffy, isn't it?
And Fast Food Rockers.
Yeah. Yeah. Fast Food Rockers. A Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut, McDonald's. You know how many times I hear that song a week? It's ridiculous.
That's only because you go to them places.
Shut up. Yeah. You go as well,
you
but for different reasons.
You go to Pizza, you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and it just speeds up in your dreams.
It's on iTunes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about why we like the album.
I love a KFC.
This is going to be interesting from Neil Hussey's perspective.
I love a bonus banquet.
Run through the songs. I've got the song list here.
Is
anyone going to
do
that
once we talk about the album? I like
no,
the
but
spots.
I just want Neil to look at it.
Is this the live one?
There's a lot of fucking
can I borrow it?
Can I borrow it?
No. Because...
Yeah, but I've never heard it. And I want to hear it.
Yeah, but I just have to borrow it. You can't just say, can I borrow it after he's lent it to me?
I have the...
can I borrow it after you then?
Yeah.
We're holding at the moment.
Can your dad give me back my fucking river seat?
Yeah, he said he's got it.
I know he's got it.
He said he'll drop it in.
Mm.
Just can't be bothered. This is... Should
we talk about why we like it and then we go into the tracks and Neil...
Yeah, but no, I wanted Neil to look... I'll tell you what, you can say you, while you like it, let Neil look at the tracks and then...
Why do you want me to look at the tracks?
Because then you'll know the songs that are on it because you'll recognise a few of the names.
This two's exactly the same.
Live.
Yeah, I know, because they're different versions of it.
Right.
They're not
they're
the same.
They're live piano voice versions.
Yeah. John,
but that's better.
Why do you like Carole King Tapestry?
Well, I don't think I'd ever really heard of it until I was working in the record shop when I was 18 and just noticed it was selling a lot. I was there for about 2 years and it constantly, constantly sold.
So, and what?
Was you aware of this when you was working there?
No.
I mean, like, the fact that, some other cunts bought Carole King. But it's going out the window all the time. Like, and you said it sold a lot in your shop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was you aware of that? Was you like, someone else has bought Carole King?
Yeah, because I bought it, because I kept selling it and I had to keep ringing up and ordering more the next night.
Yeah.
Did it become a bit of a joke in the shop? Oh, Carole King sold out.
Not really. There's a few albums like that that did that. And,
not really.
But it was just one of the. It's just one you just noticed going
Snake
out a lot.
Water
so
Jackson, that's fun. Is that a good song?
We'll talk about it when we get to.
He's
the...
I put the album on and just loved it straight away. I didn't realise that she wrote all the songs as well until I sort of looked a bit more into it.
Because when we get into the songs, it starts with a classic.
Has she got a
that gets you hurt. No, I don't think so.
Up?
No.
By boyfriends and things.
No, she's had a pretty good life, I think. I don't think she's...
You see, she's working on a tapestry on the front there.
Yeah, with a lovely cat.
She was working on a tapestry before she started recording the album.
Did she actually do a tapestry?
Yeah, she was doing that, but she said it was completely, like, random. She was working on a tapestry, which she didn't know it was called a tapestry at the time.
Hmm.
And she wrote a song called Tapestry, and the producer just sort of mentioned to her, he said, well, you're doing that, you got the song, I think it's a good title for the album. And that's where they come to the decision. So that's why it's called
Tapestry.
And Nick, why do you like it?
I like this because John Wheatley said to me, get this album.
Did I?
You did indeed. It was one that you said, get Tapestry, it's outstanding.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I'd love to have a friend like me.
Would it have mattered? So I remember
him. I'd get on so well with him.
What'd I do?
He went so polite, smiling. It's like
gone in, yeah. Carry on.
Just laughing, nodding. Neil thought it was brilliant.
Go on and carry on. What are you saying?
And as you say, when you, like, I'm a big fan of that kind of early '70s female singer songwriter folky sort of stuff anyway. I like Joni Mitchell. I've got Colton Spark. I have got Blue.
It's not a competition.
Just saying. No, I'm just saying.
Joni is cool though.
But yeah. Have you got Eva Cassidy?
Do you reckon Janis started all that?
I shouldn't laugh at Eva Cassidy because Janis
started all that off in the late 60s.
No, because you had Joan Baez before that, and you've always had females. Wow. And Ed DeCarto.
It's so biased
well.
For bias, isn't it?
But you've always had female kind of folky singers, so
it's true.
And in
it's
fact, true. I mean, if you again, if you look at a lot of Carole King's the songs that she did in the late, she was a one woman hit factory, really, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She's half the woman Alanis Morissette is, though.
It's because Alanis Morissette is really big. She's put on so much weight recently.
Has she?
No, it's just.
Oh
God!
I was thinking in my head, look at YouTube, and I'll get home at Alanis Morissette. See how fat she's got.
It's really not ironic.
No,
is it?
No, none of that's ironic.
It's just rubbish.
Yeah.
The only thing
just call this song, isn't it rubbish?
Yeah, 10,000 spoons when we use a fork.
The only thing that's ironic. The only thing that's ironic annoying. Is that the song's called Ironic, and it's not ironic. That's ironic.
Yeah. He's a rapper, isn't he?
Ironic.
Spelt with a K. At the
yeah,
end.
He is. He made Tiny Dancer, which is well shit.
Did he?
Time to dance. Yeah, hold me closer.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Hold me closer.
On the highway. Yeah,
yeah,
motherfucker. Yeah, yeah.
There you go, guys. If you was a rapper, all your raps would be about was
yeah,
saying,
yeah, motherfucker. Here we
go. Yeah, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a better one.
Should we do a rap to a Carole King song?
Good.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta keep going.
I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down.
Tumbling down, yeah.
Nah, you're rubbish. You're pretty rubbish at the rapping.
Oi, I could fucking walk 8 miles.
So, Nick, why do you like the album?
I've already said.
I told you to get it, and what happened?
You did, yeah. You got it, and I didn't realise how many songs that I loved were on there. And then obviously, you kind of stick with those ones initially, and then the more you listen to the album, the other songs come in, like Beautiful. It's Matt Quarter Jack.
So you told him to get Carole King, right? And he got a better CD than you've got.
Yeah.
So like last time when you was talking about like slagging off his Pistols album.
Yeah.
Now you can slag off your pony little best of HMV 399 Carole King.
No, I got the proper album, but this is a newer version.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna diss this one, I'm the bigger man.
Clearly.
No, because you know you've got to slag.
It's close. Yeah.
So there we go. It's just a wonderful album. The songs, the lyrics are brilliant. I have a couple of favourite lyrics, and we'll go into them in the songs. It's such a simple album as well. I mean, it just sounds like there's piano, bass, drums, the occasional xylophone,
guitars,
a little bit of guitar, but it's not. It's an album that lets the songs do the talking.
Yeah, it's the piano
and album. It's chilled out and just.
It's just a masterclass in songwriting. There's no pretense behind it whatsoever. It's not about
shines anything. It's not about the instruments. It's just.
It was kind of like
a back into the actual songs.
It was kind of like 10 years in the making as well. Some of the songs. So she
It's brilliant that she can do them in the way that she. But it's great that she can do them in the way that she wants to as well.
Look, if it took me 10 years to get out of bed, you'd go, that's rubbish. If I got out of bed in like 5 seconds, you go, that's pretty good.
No, I wouldn't, because that...
Getting out of bed isn't difficult.
Isn't
tapestry
by Carole King.
Getting out of bed,
out of bed
takes about a second, so 5 seconds is pretty rubbish.
Oh, it takes me a little while.
No, she's amazing.
Big fan.
This is one of the podcasts when I don't know fuck all about it, you two love it, and normally I go, ah, fuck on this shit, but...
You've been blown away by Carole King a bit, haven't you?
I'm feeling the Carole.
She's kind of like a precursor to like...
And I'm really hoping she's a distant relation to Ledley.
Tottenham Hotspur captain,
precursor to Nora Jones, I'd say.
Gentleman of style.
What, anyone? Any
not
female?
Anyone, not Axl Rose or fucking, I don't know.
Beanie Man. Beanie Man. But
is that because is that Afro Man I'm thinking of?
Yeah, yeah. Beanie Man does Zim Zimmer, who got the keys to my binner.
Who else ain't she like?
Who's Carole King?
Ravenstein. She's not anything like Ravenstein.
Who's that cunt that sings with the Chipmunks? Is that Akon?
Alvin.
No,
that is Akon.
Have you seen
that? Yeah,
yeah. What a prick. That's not cool, is it? That's not good.
There's a gag when I said Alvin. She's Alvin and the Chipmunks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dave! Alvin! It's funny when he says that, isn't it? Moving on.
I never
liked the Chipmunks.
Oh, you try watching the fucking film.
Yeah, what is Jason Lee doing?
Was he in it? How did this slip past?
It's really bad.
It's my ball.
It's really bad that he keeps going.
You tell him, Steve Dean.
Should we move on to the tracks?
Jason, just want to quickly say, before we go to the tracks, Jason Lee is a legend.
Only because he was really in Mallrats. Mallrats is pretty good.
He's also good in...
Almost Famous.
He's good in Almost Famous.
Yeah.
And he's also good in Chasing Amy as well. I'm a big Kevin Smith fan.
You are a big Kevin Smith
You won't be once you see his new film.
What one's that?
Cop Out.
It's disappointing.
I haven't seen it yet, but Clerks apparently it's the biggest pile of shit ever.
I didn't mind Clerks 2. Mm. I had a great ABC moment in it. We're all dancing on the roof. No, actually on the car park.
Do you really like Dogma?
Yeah. I think Dogma's a brilliant film.
What else did he do? The original Clerks.
Probably done Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, he did. Jersey Girl, which is meant to be Pwned.
Yeah, with Lopo.
Isn't it Ben Affleck? You're Ben Affleck.
Jeff Fleck or something. I don't know. What are they called?
I can't remember what they call each other.
Benjo.
Yeah, what is it? I can't believe we've gone about every fucking combination except the right one.
Afro.
Sounds like someone with a lisp saying Afro.
Peslick.
BJ.
That's Peslick. What is it?
Were they around at that sort of time before that? Benifer.
How's it Benifer? She's never called Jennifer. She's always J-Lo.
Yeah, it should have been called Jefflick.
That's the first one. That's the first one that started that whole trend.
Jenlick should have been called.
I wonder, let's think of some more ones like that.
Alright.
If it was me and you, Neil, we'd be Jill.
No, I reckon we'd be Heatley.
No, none. We none.
No, Jill. Oh yeah, you just said that.
Pat and Nick would be Pick. Yeah, or would it be Nat?
Or Nat.
Who goes first? The masculine one or the...
The dominant.
The bitch.
It's
the gentleman usually, because you've got Benifer, Brangelina.
It's not Brangelina, is it?
It's Brangelina.
Bloody hell, what crap names these are.
Rubbish, isn't it?
But Jed I don't like the...
So Posh and Bex is Bosh.
What about Jedward? Jedward's going, I'm not a bitch. I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, but John's thinking, he's got his own name.
Yeah, so we... So you can be Nonathan.
Do you reckon he starts going to people, they go, what's your name? Go, Jed. I thought it was John. No, it's Jed. That's why I've got nearly half and half on the names.
What's more annoying, do you think? That trend of putting two names together like that, or the trend of getting someone's first two initials of their first name and the first two initials of their surname?
And spin them back?
No, and doing like Subo or Bojo or Lilo.
Mine would be Nihu.
Well, I quite like the putting the names of the couples together.
That sounds like an American Indian, doesn't it? Nihu. Means cunt.
I'd be Joey.
Joey. Joey. No, you wouldn't.
Joe what?
No, you'd be Joa. That sounds even better. Joa. Joshua.
I'd be Nero.
Nero. Oh,
Bobby De Niro.
That would be Paco.
Paco.
That sounds a little bit like Pancho. Dirty Sanchez.
Should we talk about the album tracks?
Talk about the songs. There were singles off this, I believe.
I don't know what
obviously
they are.
There are singles by many other people, but apparently there was double A sides of this is off Wikipedia, so it's a good chance it might be wrong.
But, hey, we won't get any sponsorship deals on Wikipedia.
Are you stepping up to
Wikipedia?
The
Wikipedia ain't got no money. They haven't.
And everybody goes on Wikipedia. They must be rich.
We've seen advertising on there.
They don't need to.
Everyone's on there.
If I want to find out something about someone, I go on Wikipedia.
Yeah, but how do you get money from that?
We don't know. But they must have some money. They get about 17 million per second.
Maybe agents and advisors pay Wikipedia a lot of money to print fact and not fiction. Something like that. I don't know. Or maybe it's just owned by Google. I don't know.
I don't know who it's owned by. Anyways,
I bet Wikipedia earns money.
The singles are apparently double A sides of It's Too Late and I Feel the Earth Move.
Ah! Down the bottom of Wikipedia, it says buy the albums on Amazon or something like that. You can click on the link.
Don't know.
Oh, do you reckon Amazon sponsor them?
Well, they wouldn't do it for free, would they?
That'd be a very small amount of money, though, really. And how many people have actually done that, do you reckon? Let's stop talking about the business.
Right, if anybody knows how Wikipedia can exist without funding, let us
email viraltap@gmail.com.
We'll go on Facebook.
To be honest with you, just
Viraltap on Facebook.
This is our 16th podcast now.
Yep.
Just go on to viraltap@gmail.com and just email hello.
Can you
no one's emailed it.
Just say
I don't even check it anymore.
Yeah, what's her name? Ella? Aaliyah?
Oh, of course she did.
She emailed us. God bless her.
Aaliyah, if you're out there, we love you.
Yeah.
From beyond the grave. Got to remember the nicknames. As long as I'm sorry, Chris Jackson.
If you're listening to this though, and you're in Australia or America or something, right? You've clearly got a computer. Can you not go onto Facebook and go onto our fan page or our group page and say, "Yeah, I'm a fan." Even if you're not, hey, I want to join your group.
Do you really think it'd be that? If she did now go on there and like, "Yeah, I'm a fan," do you think it'd be such a big victory?
Yeah, but no,
after all this,
no, please join our fan page, please.
Nobody would be. Fucking all right.
If I was listening to a podcast, right, so
get
I went,
over
come
it.
On, join our group, I'd go, right, all right, it's one click away, Facebook. Bang, I'm on Facebook. Well, I'll go
more
type
than one
in,
click, you might have to put your password in, go in, and then search viral tab.
Yeah, not if you've already got it up and it's on another tab.
I can't even bother to
so that, anyway, right, you yes, I wouldn't bother. Doing
right.
it.
And then you get on, so, no, you get on to your viral tap, type it in, right there it is, join. Yeah, it's alright.
You can't be a fan anymore, can you? Well, now you've got to say you like it.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
They've changed it.
Yeah, they keep changing it.
You don't say you're a fan now.
It
says like 700 people, well in our case 7 people like viral tap.
We got about 30 people that like it.
They're beautiful people though.
They are amazing people. They probably don't even listen to
30
it.
30 are the best people on Facebook, I'll have you know.
Yeah. We have the cream of Facebook.
Oh, you have to lower the tone. Let's talk about the fucking songs.
What's
a lowering
tone about cream?
Let's talk about the fucking
We've
songs.
Got the creamy white bit of the Guinness on Facebook.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want that dark, smooth black bit. Which is 80% of Facebook.
Pat, can you just cut that quote out?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I want that smooth, dark, beautiful. Black bit.
It is. We've got the creamy, smooth bit at the top, but that's like 10% of Facebook. I wish we had 10% of Facebook. That's about a million people. But I want that beautiful...
I've listened to Neil talk about it.
Ice cold black milk at the bottom. That beautiful bit that I'm drinking now.
Is that what it is? Black milk?
That's what I call it. Black milk.
Okay, can we talk about songs now?
90%.
Go on, John. You can take us through
the
song.
You were going to say the double A side?
Well, sorry. Yeah, well, where was I? Too Late. It's Too Late and I Feel the Earth Move.
Two great records. They're probably the most up-tempo on the album, don't you think?
The other single was apparently So Far Away and Smackwater Jack.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, it's a bit of a...
You two.
I know.
Who'd have thunk that?
Exactly. That's why I think Wikipedia might be telling us fibs.
Anyway, so let's go through the standout track.
I feel the earth move. Start, brilliant start.
Who did the cover?
Piano.
No, it's not Pistols. Is it? It's down, 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 down.
Yeah, that sounded like the Pistols a bit.
Yeah, on a piano. That's where they got it from.
No fun, no fun.
Who done it? I Feel the Earth Move.
It was an 80s. Someone did it in the 80s, didn't they?
Right. Good record. Really cool record. Can't really say
great
much more
song.
About it.
No, everyone knows it. It's a song that...
What song is it?
I feel the earth move. Yeah. Under my feet.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Second track, So Far Away, which is apparently a single, wasn't it, you said earlier?
Indeed.
That's another little...
How's that one go?
Let's just talk...
You wouldn't know the song.
You got anything to say about any of these songs?
Sing some lyrics from it.
Yeah, I've got some to say about them. I haven't really got...
I'm gonna go fucking stay in one place anymore. It would be so fancy. Your face at my door. Look at his curly hair in the moonlight. So far away.
Break it down now.
Did I sound exactly like Carole King then?
Pretty much.
I thought I did.
You got the same thing.
I felt like I'm inhabiting the body of Carol. Not like that.
You've got the same curly hair as Carol.
Yeah, the same nose as well. Same Jewish nose.
Oh, bless you. It's a lovely nose.
There's nothing wrong with a Jewish nose.
So that's a song that not many people would know as much. Would you? Is it one of your favourites off the album?
Well, So Far Away.
Yeah.
Not particularly.
What is your favourite song off the album?
I really like Will You Love Me Tomorrow, I really love. Way Over Yonder.
Natural Woman's wicked.
Natural Woman is...
Yeah, great version as well. She sings it brilliantly.
For me, her version...
I've only ever heard the Aretha one.
Yeah, but I think Carole King's version...
I'll tell you what I like about Carole King's version.
What?
On the chorus that Aretha hasn't got, she's got a little bit of... You know when your voice loses it a little?
Yeah, that's the best bit.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's going to cry.
Yeah, that on the You Make Me Feel bit... It just goes in a little bit. And Aretha, her voice is too perfect.
And it does sort of sound like, to me, like the demo they would have given to Aretha.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's really just piano. I don't think there's much else in it other than piano and vocal.
I really want to listen to her.
Will You Love Me Tomorrow is one of my favourites on there. And I really love the Shirelles version, which was her first hit she wrote, first big hit she wrote. But what I thought was interesting about it is Jerry Goffin lyrics. But when the Shirelles did it, it's like a teenage song. And it's basically Jerry Goffin's like, it's from the point of view of a teenager, he sort of encapsulates it really well. And he's sort of saying, like the way a teenager would think, she's sort of saying, if I have sex with you, will you still be here tomorrow, basically. But then if it comes around to the older Carole King sort of singing it, it has completely different connotations.
Yeah, it's also quite sinister almost.
Yeah, it's like...
She's got a bit of fucking beef.
It's a lot more...
history.
What do you call the word? Fragile and stuff like that. And another beautiful version. It's just excellent day.
It's too late.
For what?
Jinx, double jinx statue. Yeah!
It's too late, baby. Which involves the line, bada bum bum bada bum.
It does. Who covered that song?
I don't know. Another
someone like Sade covered that, I think.
I'm thinking Nikita, but I don't even know who that is.
Well, that's something to do with... Lou Reed and Nico, isn't it? We'll skip that.
They wouldn't have covered
that. No, we'll come on to that one.
Really? I'm not coming on Nico.
But it's got one of my favourite lines, which is obviously it's just talking about a couple kind of going through the process of splitting up, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a line, just before the first chorus, is one of us is changing or maybe we've just stopped trying. And when you listen to it in the song, it's just really kind of like...
Right. Yeah. Is that why you were crying when I rung you up the other day?
Yeah, I was listening to it. I was like...
Do you know what he does when I ring him up? It keeps his iPod on in his other ear.
That's really annoying.
That's rude.
That's
really
just because I want a phone.
No, it's rude and lazy.
I'll tell you why it's lazy.
You can't concentrate on a conversation when you've got music.
I drive along in my lorry, right? I've got my iPod with the headphones, both headphones in my ears, just barely hearing it over the rumble of the lorry.
Like Jack Burton.
And my iPhone. And my iPhone sat just next to it with the earphones just scattered around. My phone rings and I'm like, bollocks! And I have to press pause on the iPod, take my ears out, find the ears on the iPhone, jam in my ears and press answer. That's effort.
Yes.
You're yuppie. You're just walking along with your ears in something.
Right, that's when someone phones you.
Yeah.
But I don't phone anyone. So what happens when you're driving along and you phone me? Do you have to go, oh, fucking hell, you have to take all that out and put it in yourself?
Yeah, but if I'm phoning, it's in my own time. I'm not in a rush to get it before the phone stops ringing, am I?
Yeah, I like the way. Do you know what you should do though?
What?
Fuck your iPod, right? Get a phone that plays music on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get an iPhone.
I've got an iPhone.
And get a Bluetooth thing for your ear hole. And then you can play your music through your Bluetooth. And then when your phone rings, you just...
Well done.
No, because you can have it charging while you're driving.
Oh, get a charger and a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Do you know how much a Bluetooth is on an iPhone?
About a score.
No.
Well, it is.
About 70 quid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cunts. Don't get an iPhone.
That's your answer for everything when it comes to cost. Do you know how much it is? About a score.
But it is though. If you get a Nokia
everything's
one,
about a
you
score.
Got a normal phone, you get an
you should
iTunes
rip. Listen.
You should own a shop right for slightly higher ticket value products than the pound shop. But rather than calling like, you know, everything for 99p, Hussey's shop would be called
four
about
a score.
Just about a score.
Yeah. Well, so, but this sermon started with him saying, get a phone like an iPhone you can play music on.
And then when it turned out
the Bluetooth was dear, he went, you should get a proper fucking phone like a Nokia.
I said get a proper phone that plays music instead of having your iPod. Get a Bluetooth for it, right, so you can listen to your music, and then as soon as your phone goes, you push the button, you're talking. And as soon as you finish, you go out and your music comes on.
That'd be a lot easier, but I don't want to put all my music on my iPhone.
Well, don't get a... Oh, all right.
It was burped to you, sorry about that.
That's alright, it smells lovely.
What was you saying, Nick?
Another song that I like the lyrics of, Home Again, which is just after It's Too Late.
Yeah, there's some beautiful songs on
this. You know what lyric I like from that?
What?
Is that snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. And it's when you hear that, first of all, you think she's going to say...
Don't even rhyme.
But you think she's going to...
And it's obvious.
Yeah.
But that's the thing of it, really, aren't you? You're so expecting it to say... I know you're going to giggle when I say bone, aren't you?
No.
Oh,
say bone.
Bone.
Say the sentence with bone in it. Bone.
Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the bone.
No.
So, but
the marrow is like almost hurts as well. That word.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beyond.
Yeah, exactly. It's just again, it's
chills my soul to the bit that.
You know that there's a big, great, big turtle or tortoise that they found on the Galapagos. I think it's on the Galapagos Islands.
It's always on the Galapagos.
And they're about 150 years old.
But they never got a name until quite recently because they were so tasty, and all the people that shipped out there to get them and bring them back.
I thought it'd be tough.
They kept eating them, all of them. So they get going, right, they better bring about 20 of them on the boat back. And then by the time they get back, they had to have ate them all again. Because they were so... even the bone marrow. Like,
really?
Every piece of it they had to eat.
What, them old tortoises on the Galapagos that are about 120 years old?
Yeah, and there's a list.
I thought that's quite tough meat.
Someone made notes and they're saying, better than beef, better than chicken, better than lamb. Yeah.
So they'd go, right, we'll round these up, we'll flog them in London. Halfway through the journey, they're all gone. Turn it round, we've eaten them all. Let's get some more.
Do you reckon
this time we get 300.
Do you reckon it's like, though, you know, like when
they
you,
almost get to Portsmouth? It was they're like, yeah, turn it round.
It's the equivalent of having Jaffa cakes in the cupboard. I just can't walk past
Pringles.
It. You're thinking, I've
Pringles.
Got to save that Jaffa cake for Charles Darwin to give it a name. I fucking love them. And they go down so quickly and easily.
Ooh, like me. Pringles kill me.
Any other favourite songs of yours, John?
They're all brilliant. Beautiful is like a really sort of jaunty sort of little number. And
do you know what makes me, well, when I listen to that song, do you know what makes me think of though?
Beatles, by any chance?
Why the Beatles?
Just got that same sort of dunk, dunk, dunk.
It makes me, the lyrics
when you when you make that noise, it makes me think of Paul McCartney.
Yes, it is.
Dunk, dunk.
With sad eyes.
Yeah.
But kind eyes.
Yeah.
I was listening, sorry. I was listening to one of our podcasts the other day. The Beatles one.
Self-indulgent.
No. The Beatles one? You're getting way back.
The Abbey Road one. I was listening to a random one.
Was he there going,
oh, I'm so funny. He was taking off McCartney and he went, ah, bollocks. fuck McCartney, he's thumbs up with everything.
Oh, I am funny.
He fucking is as well.
He does thumbs up everywhere, doesn't he? You know what Ringo does?
Peace, like,
peace everywhere, doesn't he? Yeah. Ringo does peace. There's like they run out of things to do, these people. Well, I think it's what it is, they go to every different country in the world and they've got to communicate on the most basic level. So let's go, I don't know, thumbs up? You understand that? Good.
Do you reckon Ringo went to go for the thumbs up went, oh shit, Paul's nicked that one, didn't he? Got a piece.
I support the war in Afghanistan, peace.
That's it, yeah. I wonder if Ringo sat at the drums once and pulled down the thumbs up and he thought, fuck it, I think it's something else.
Yeah. Or do you think he just went, like, was swearing at him with two things, going, fuck off.
Then he went to the mirror.
Yeah, he's like,
no, I don't think he's doing it.
Nah. It's like beautiful. That lyric of that song, listen to it, do you know, it makes me envisage that Carole King was quite pissed off and depressed when she wrote it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like she's having to tell herself this to try and kind of, you know, just make herself...
Get back on your feet, bitch.
Exactly, just make yourself feel better. Do you know the lyrics for this?
You've got to get up every morning.
You've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people are going to treat you better. And you're going to find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
Beautiful as you feel.
It's beautiful.
Christina Aguilera, a little
it's
bit
like,
of a... and the
beautiful. Yeah, I suppose. Christina Aguilera, that was written by, what's her name, from Four Non Blondes. What's her name, Perry?
Yeah, she's a hell of a song, like she...
Written a lot of songs, yeah.
Hell of a songwriter.
She's
no, just in terms of...
she does a lot of those sort of, like, that song, Beautiful, and they're sort of like... Elton John via the Beatles, like Elton John ripping off the Beatles with that sort of piano.
So yeah, great song. That's one of my favourites on there. I mean, that was one of those songs that, you know, when you listen to an album, you listen to it in a while, and then all of a sudden a new song from nowhere comes out and slaps you around the face and you're like, bloody hell, I couldn't realise.
We haven't yet mentioned You've Got a Friend.
Tell you what I don't like about that song.
James Taylor?
No, yeah. Worse than James Taylor. Right. Who James Taylor was on the album.
It's quite a wet
version,
isn't it?
He's on a few of the songs.
Yeah.
You've got a friend.
Yeah, do you know why he's on a few of the songs? Because he was recording, there's an album he's got called Something Baby James or something like that.
Sweet Baby James.
Sweet Baby James, and they were just recording both at the same time. She was playing on his album and he was playing on hers. It was just to and fro.
But and on Will You Love Me Tomorrow is Joni Mitchell and James Taylor as the Mitchell Taylor boy and girl choir. Really? They did a backing vocal.
Oh, really?
That's pretty cool.
What's the one when he goes, "When oh, that's Will You Love Me Tomorrow, isn't it?"
Yeah.
When all of a sudden he just pops up out of nowhere and goes, "When the night."
You like
where'd
that,
you come
you?
From?
Tell you what I don't like about You've Got a Friend.
What?
Heather Small.
What?
No, she didn't
do people.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was Brand New Heavies.
Nah, Heather Small did it.
It's Brand New Heavies.
Because I know it's Heather Small because I can hear her voice in my head. And you know what she sounds like? She sounds like, you know, just before you're about to sneeze, you know, you're talking to someone. And you go, yeah. You go, yeah. So the other day, right,
I was about to. No.
And then you've sneezed. Just yeah. before. That's what she's
well,
constantly
I had an
like.
I with someone once about Heather Small.
Yeah.
Because I said, right, regardless whether you like the way her voice sounds or whatever, she has got a good voice. Yeah, see this, but she has because she hits all the right notes, so she can sing.
Moving on.
Right.
But Brand New Heavies. Brand New Heavies.
Appreciate
the big
her
version
voice.
In the '90s. Definitely Brand New Heavies.
I think I lost it then as well.
Brand New Heavies, wasn't it? The big version in the '90s, definitely.
I thought it was Small.
It wasn't.
More cheaper, but good enough.
More cheaper, all right.
That was all right. They were better than Brand New Heavies.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
It was. I was there.
Well,
the sea was the is it the sea or the lake? I always forget which type of water it is. Their song from
the tap water,
the lakes.
Yeah, left my soul there.
That was a series. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Left my soul
there. There's been a lot of covers of You've Got a Friend, didn't there?
That song by Morcheeba and that song by 07 Destiny.
Yeah,
there was a period. It was probably 99 or something where it just summed up. Going away on holiday in the summer.
Yeah.
Just like
a kind of bit of bar culture-y sort of.
Yeah, just some chilled out shit.
So but like, is this just because you went away and you heard those two songs a lot?
No, but I didn't. I could never afford to.
No, I think
away.
For a lot of people, and always if you had kind of people away on the telly and stuff like
that. Place,
and the beach came out around then, the book,
yeah.
And everyone was reading and the book, film. And everyone decided that
what,
they wanted to go to Thailand.
What was. Oh, fuck it. Don't worry, I can't
think of that. This is making for entertaining podcastery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neil, try and recollect.
Tapestry. My life has been a tapestry.
Oh, my fucking brain. It's a cunt.
I don't know about that song. It always sounds, a couple of them sound a bit musically. And I'd say that So Far Away and that one sound like that. That sounds like it could be like at the end of the musical.
I don't know. I love So Far Away. I don't think that's quite. I would put like. Beautiful and Tapestry, even though they've both got a lot of merit, and Smackwater Jack.
Yeah, no, I don't. I want to put Beautiful in the same. Smackwater Jack is.
Cool. Smackwater Jack is that a smack?
You can't talk to a man with a shotgun in his hand. I can't remember how it goes.
It's true.
Shotgun.
Right? I wouldn't want to.
It's a good song. It's kind of a bit of a honky tonky, blinky blonky sort of song. You can imagine Jules Holland giving it large on
the
drums. Yeah, yeah.
And here we have Carol King.
Jules Holland's had a good old show recently.
On the piano. Blinky, plonky, blinky, 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 blinky.
Did you see Jules Holland last week?
I saw one with...
Melody Gardot, yeah?
No, I didn't see
it. You keep going on about Melody Gardot.
Well, good.
I see one with that geezer you keep telling me about.
The Village? What's that?
No. I fucking know that bloke. That sounds like Sam Cooke a bit. The white geezer.
Not Plan B.
No. Oh, bloody hell.
Eli Paperboy Reed. Badass, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah.
Like him. Going to see him soon. Man. Did you get tickets?
When is it?
10th of May.
No, he didn't.
I can't for some reason. No, I can't go.
He didn't get me tickets. Don't ever ask him to get tickets for me and him because he'll always be in America or something.
He's in America so much, isn't he?
Yeah, are you going to America? Again? Oh, yeah. You're smiling because you are. Again?
Really? I'm going again?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I can't afford to go once. You go five times a year.
I'm so jealous.
I'm jealous as well.
I really don't like you at the moment.
You stick with me. We're just cuddle and listen
stuck
to...
Stuck on this little old island.
You're both very mean.
I fucking love this country.
Very mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Keep going to America.
We've done all the songs.
Okay. Yeah. Shall we do the quiz?
Neil's quiz? Yeah. You didn't talk about Laurel Canyon. I wanted to talk about Laurel Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
What about Laurel Canyon?
Laurel Canyon.
Apparently, that's kind of where the... epicentre of music was in the early 70s.
Well, that's interesting. Mm. Right, mm. My quiz.
Look it up on Google.
She moved to LA from New York. She was a songwriter in New York.
She was a Brooklyn girl originally.
Yeah.
And that's where...
That was one of my questions.
A few people were. The Eagles wrote all their stuff at Laurel Canyon.
Well, I want you to...
I think...
When you say the Eagles then, my mate calls his girlfriend the Eagle.
Why?
Because her name, Faye Eagle. Because of the Eagle, yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
I call my wife the Theme.
Yeah.
So, I can't really say that.
I want you to do my quiz in the style of You've Got a Friend.
I was going to do it in the style of
I Feel the Earth Move. You've got hair.
Can we do it in I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet?
Go on then.
Am I singing it?
We're both singing.
I got a quiz and it's going to be shit. It's going to be a real shit quiz.
Yeah.
Quiz is a shit. Almost as shitty as Neil's face.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
Neil's face.
When I see it, I just want to get my willy out and come here.
That's the end of the end of the song.
That's disgusting.
What's the score? I'm winning, aren't I?
I don't know. Do you know what? The last few weeks we've lost track of the score. So
I think it's 6-5.
To you?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's 6-5.
Alright, 6-5 to him. What's your sounds gonna be?
They do though, don't they though?
Sure, sure.
Pa 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 poker face.
You've done that before.
John's done that before.
I've done that before, but he didn't.
Yeah, you can't copy. You're fucking.
You've done
shit.
It wrong.
When you do your Wikipedia research,
you don't just go pa 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 poker face. You go like ba 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 bo bo poker bo bo poker face. I've done it wrong.
Can't your sound be delicious?
All right, I'll have that one.
Because you started. All right. Question one. What is Carol's actual last name?
Billy Shears. Klein.
Correct.
He's been on Wikipedia.
Yeah. I'm not giving him any credit.
Giving him money.
This could be 6-0.
Mm.
You worried about that?
Nah. Don't give a shit.
Don't you?
No. Why do I care?
That don't make it any fun.
I don't win anything, do I? I keep winning all the time. I don't even get any
point. You don't win anything until the end of the series.
What do I get at the end of the series?
I'm telling you, but I'll buy you a present.
Oh, if you're going to buy it, I don't want to win.
Wait, I'm going to spend...
Be a shit present.
I'm going to go to the 4-4 score shop and buy you something. Right, question two. True or false? Locomotion has been a hit in the 60s, 70s and 80s.
Billy Shears. False.
Okay, I'll go true then.
Well, I don't know how this works.
Yeah, you can't do that on this
one. What's it is? I said the opposite to you. One of us got it right.
Well, he got it right, then it's true.
But he was going true just before he said it.
But what else was I going to say? There's two options.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You got in first and said the wrong
thing. All right. The thing is, I thought, I bet it's true. And then all of a sudden, I went, you know when you think...
You still don't get the point if you're sitting.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your excuses. You got it wrong.
You wasted it.
This is important.
Even try to tell me I don't
deserve it. This is important. This could be 6-0 or 7-5. Question three. In 1974, Carol had a hit song about what kind of man...
Billy,
he only keeps winning, so I've forgotten my fucking buzzer. Go on.
Your buzzer was the new one, didn't
I? Oh yeah, too late now.
I love a man.
Incorrect.
Okay,
do it.
I'm just going to say
do it. No, you got to do your buzzer. Oh,
doodle, don't doodle.
They do.
I was going to say music man.
Jazz man.
Well, close, wasn't it?
It was close.
So there's a draw.
Draw.
And lucky! Ducky!
For both of you.
Still, yeah, but I'm still winning.
You're still winning.
Gutted, you're going to have to get Neil's prize.
You might try and move
next time.
I might get you a pint, a bag of bacon crisps, and a blowjob.
I forgot to prepare films. But it's time for John's film quiz!
Is it already?
I think so, isn't it?
No, we did a conclusion now.
Oh.
We did it on the last episode.
So I listened to the last episode today. And we didn't. We just done...
Yeah, after quiz.
Your film quiz is shit anyway.
Fuck you.
The first episode was brilliant.
It's getting worse.
Okay, conclusions.
Let's conclude it. Neil Hussey, I want to hear your conclusion of Carole King's album Tapestry because you... have now learnt a hell of a lot today.
I didn't give it the time of day.
No.
This is probably the first podcast I'm actually glad I've done this podcast, because
That you've chosen.
Yeah, because I will now go home and I will actually listen to Carole King, because
I'm going to lend this album to you.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a Viral Tap first.
What about me?
Give it to you next time.
You can borrow my one.
Can you lend it to me first?
You've got the album at home.
Yeah, you've got the album at home.
It's in my car.
Stop being a dick.
But I want his live one.
Oh, fuck. Well, you can have the live CD.
But you can have my one.
You can have his live CD out of that case.
I didn't want to ruin his display and separate the CDs.
Anyway.
Can't separate the CDs.
Anyway, I really want to listen to Carole King because she sounds amazing. And all the songs.
Go on Amazon and order
it. I've heard of all. I'm a minge. All of her songs that I've heard that you're talking about, I know them songs, but I didn't know she wrote them.
Wonderful woman.
Yeah, she sounds fucking
She's
amazing.
A natural woman.
Yeah.
John Wheatley.
Yes, sir.
What have you got to say about the album?
I've got to say I love it.
But I already knew I loved it. So
I want to pull it out of the CD player and put my willy in the little hole. I love it that much.
Are you going to hit it with a hammer first so it slides in?
No.
Well, how are you going to fit your dick into a CD hole?
Doesn't need to.
You'd be surprised. I can get into pretty.
That's the time you wrote to me, but I didn't feel it.
I ain't really got much to conclude about it. It's a great album. Go out and buy it. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'm going to recommend Carole King, and I've never heard her.
I think out of all of the albums that we've done some good ones, but this is the one that I think that most people...
Eyebrows and ears action. Sorry.
There's a lot of movement. This is the album that I think most people, they need to own. Definitely.
Own it, motherfucker. Own it.
If you like...
I think you can say that about everyone we've done. We've done classic albums.
But the thing is, if I think this album is completely universal.
In the same way that I owned Lil's ass last night, you need to own this album.
Nice.
But you need to own that ass, motherfucker!
If you've got a heart and a soul, then I think you need to get this album.
Well, I've said this before, soul doesn't actually exist. Are you aware of that?
Soul is a thing, isn't it? It's a feeling. Haven't actually got a soul.
I think it's just a bullshit.
It's your conscience, basically. It's your soul. If you get upset about someone getting hurt, that's your soul.
It's just for people who don't know what they're talking about to use something.
Before we get into a theological argument, it's time to say goodbye.
No, it's not.
What else we got? I've got another
theological question.
Oh, here we go.
Right, I don't believe in ghosts or God or anything like that. Right, obviously. So,
I mean, obviously, it's not obvious. You look like a god.
Because he calls me atheist.
You look like you should wear sandals with socks, walk around preaching the gospel.
I look slightly Jewish, I believe.
I don't think you look anything like a Jewish.
I've got curly hair and like sort of that sort of Jewish nose.
Yeah, but you need to have like quite dark hair and curly sideburns and.
Carole King's Jewish.
Is she?
Look at her on the front.
You look like Carole King. You look like a female Jewish person.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
You look like a Jewish woman.
They're the best Jews, the female ones.
I reckon they are as well.
Because John Lennon wrote the song about a Jewish woman, didn't he?
Really?
Yeah.
Because he had the same nose.
She was called Leah. Jew Leah.
Rubbish, that's rubbish. It's the worst joke in the world.
did he Caesar?
No, Jew Leah.
Caesar.
You what?
What?
I thought you were talking about Love, Love Me, Jew.
Anyway, what I was saying... I want a whole Jew... No, it's not... She loves Jews. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say next?
Oh, my Lord.
What? Julips in Amsterdam.
John Lennon.
Where did that come from?
No, what's your drink?
They're all empty.
Anyway, I was thinking, right... So ghost, the idea
I'm
of a ghost,
Jewish anyway.
Was it invented? Like, say there's a couple, and the man dies,
yeah.
And the man had this thing where he used to water all the plants in the garden,
yeah.
And the woman, in honour of him, after he dies, she thinks, I better keep watering the plants in the garden. So, but she doesn't believe in ghosts. She hasn't got that thing where people think they can talk to their dead partner. She doesn't feel that he's there at any point because she knows he's already dead. So did she carry on watering the plants in his honour, or does she just think, oh fuck it, don't matter, he's dead?
You do it out of respect.
Yeah, and I think she respects him, and I think the reason the idea of a ghost was created, because another word for ghost is spirit, is because people wanted to respect the people that have died before them, and they do it in the spirit of that person.
I also think,
and I think the idea of a ghost became invented because of that.
I also think when you really miss someone that much, and you are in love with like someone that's died, it means so much to you. Sometimes you fucking see things, your brain imagines shit, and you hallucinate a little bit, and you might see something.
The thing is,
and also you look out for things. You look out for things.
Yeah, you see. You see things in other things that you wouldn't normally have.
Yeah,
yeah.
Emotion is a powerful thing.
The brain's got like a fucking. You'll throw a stone in the sand, and it'll make a trail or something. And you'll go, look, it's made an L shape.
That looks like his cock. But you know, your brain sort of processes things so that you understand them. So if, because apparently our eyes, they see things upside down, because our brain knows to balance it out and process it properly, we see things the right way up. And if you're laying in bed at night and you hear someone whisper your name, that's because some sort of noise.
Your wife is sitting next to you.
No, it's because the wind or something's made a noise, because your brain don't know what it is. It's turned it into something that you do know what it is, which is a whisper of your name. And I wonder if that's to do with the ghost thing as well.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
However, I'm still scared of them.
I'm not.
I'm not scared of the devil.
There's no such thing as a devil either.
Well, that's what I mean. Because if there's a devil, right? If I woke up and the devil was sitting on the end of my bed, I'd go, right, if you exist, then there must be a god.
I'd go, right, where's that guitar?
And then I'd be all right.
Where's that guitar? Well, do you want my soul?
I don't even exist.
Have it. Have my soul.
Since when has my bedroom been the crossroads, motherfucker?
Robert Johnson pulled the wall out of the devil's eyes, didn't he?
Yeah.
What do you want? The soul. How'd you get that? I'll just take it. Have it. Good. Didn't even know I had one anyway. I will not miss that.
The devil went, yes.
Listen to me on the guitar. Yeah. And he walks off playing Layla. Good luck with your soul.
So,
are we really going to do the movie quiz? Yes.
Is this going to be the last one?
No. Best quiz ever. Go. Music in it.
I'm going to go for a wee.
Why are we doing the movie quiz?
I need a piss as well.
All right, I'm going to do the theme tune to songs, and you win.
Oh, sorry, I'll do that. No, you always slow it down with your pulse. Fuck off.
He actually meant that then,
Will. I love you this. Go on, you fucking Andre the Giant.
Oh, do you want me to do it? No, we don't.
You lumbering fool. No, it'd be so much better with just me and you.
It would. What would we win this week?
We'd win each other's nipples.
You win some of Neil's chest hair.
I've only got a little bit.
In like a bag.
Like a little island. Like a little patch.
That sounds a bit better, so look.
It's like mine.
Okay, number one, you ready?
I'm ready. Is it good though?
No. Let's go. You ready? Four weddings and a funeral. Four weddings and a funeral. Yeah.
That's awful. That's really bad.
Yeah. Four weddings and a funeral. Funeral, funeral. Four weddings and a funeral. Four weddings and a funeral. That's that one.
That's really bad.
Number two. Robin Hood. The Prince of Thieves. Oh yeah, Robin Hood.
I think the new film's going to have a big song.
I just can't see the point of turning Gladiator into Robin Hood.
Have you noticed that all the new sort of history-esque films have got like a kick-ass heavy metal fucking soundtrack?
There's Robin Hood as well.
Cool. Yeah.
It looks silly though, doesn't it? Why is he made
Robin Hood
like
is
going to
be Gladiator with a bow?
Yeah.
It's just fucking...
Well, like a little bow in his hair.
Hiya! It's just Scott and Crow.
My name's Robin!
Scott and Crow doing it in a different country. Right, the third one.
Husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered son, and I will bum you!
You know the Emperor. I never said I knew him, I said I met him once. Oh, good.
Yeah, I ain't actually got a third one. So...
Haven't you?
No.
Can I do one?
Yeah, you do one.
Let me think of one. I've got one.
Have you? Go on, India.
Oh,
Nick.
But I wanted to do it, but it better be a good one.
No.
Alright.
Do it then.
Yeah, I've got to think of one though.
I've got one.
Have you?
The Great Escape! Great Escape!
Great Escape!
Great Escape!
Great Escape! Great Escape!
If you sing Indiana Jones.
And that's Indiana Jones.
Now, where did we turn into Indiana Jones?
How did two people do it?
At once.
I went along with it. I'm so easily led. These drugs won't hurt you.
I saw that bit coming. I thought, no, hang on. This ain't the
That's, you got to think of the Great Escape song.
That's the end
what
of
about
it.
Goonies, 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 Goonies.
Where's that Goonies?
Where's...
Ain't Goonies.
Goonies. Goonies. Oh, Goonies, Goonies, Goonies.
Wow, wow, wow.
Goonies. Goonies, Goonies. Boom, 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 boom. Goonies, Goonies.
Yeah. Okay, and what's next?
Bye time.
Well, you know we usually do last week
bye time. Is you that know, where we all
bye?
No, you know we do.
We get some girls.
You know we do last time. Kiss each other. You know we do last time. Next time. Yeah. I have something I have to say about last time.
Go on then.
Oh,
Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
Malcolm McLaren's funeral passed my office.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I missed it.
You're trying to impress your American counterparts.
I missed it by minutes. Everyone went,
You had to look out your window.
Well, because I was over the other side of the building. I mean, what's everyone doing?
How big's your building? How'd you have to run a?
I went, what's everyone doing over there? I went, oh, it's Malcolm McLaren's funeral. So I walked past, looked out the window, and you could just see, like, the last car driving away.
It's a shame.
Oh, you idiot.
So really, right. So someone...
And
so,
the thing is,
so
I really
someone
idiot.
Should have said to you, Malcolm McLaren's funeral procession's coming along. But they didn't. They waited till it'd gone. They go, Malcolm McLaren's funeral procession's
gone past. And I'm an idiot as well, because I was out about 5 minutes before it went through, and there was loads of people hanging around. I thought, what's everyone hanging around for?
Poor old you Malcolm. Are an idiot. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah.
Poor old Malcolm. God rest his soul. Probably not a lovely man. I don't know. I don't know anything about him, but he's an important man in the music industry.
What are we doing next time in the next 5 minutes?
I don't know. What are we
what
doing?
What are we
next?
Doing? I've forgotten already.
Oh, we're doing the fucking Beach Boys. Beach Boys Revisited.
Beach Boys Revisited, yeah.
Going back.
Is that like Brideshead Revisited?
It's a bit like Dylan Revisited. Revisited.
No, Highway 61 Revisited.
Revisited.
Pet Sounds Revisited.
Yeah, Pet Sounds needs to be a lot better than the one we lost.
We kept
the one
on
we
you,
lost
Nick.
Was the greatest podcast ever.
It no, wasn't. It wasn't. It's probably the worst.
All right, well.
We're lucky to lose it.
This is the magic of podcasts. We'll let Neil have a cigarette and then we'll start it. So we'll see you technically in 5 minutes, but in reality, we'll see you in a week's time.
Yeah,
so
but can we just end with a song?
What song do you
like this time? Ooh-wah,
why do birds fall in love?
Why do birds sing so gay? La 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 la. Why do they fall in love?
Why do they fall in love?
Goodbye, fellas and girls.
See you later, all.
See you later.